There are two different artists on the pop charts who bill themselves simply as Sylvia. There's the soul artist from the 70s. Then there's the country-flavored artist who we're hearing on the radio during December of 1982.
Time Warp.
Turning to TV news, ESPN broadcasts its first college football game. Superstation WTBS debuts Starcade, one of the first video game-themed series. Dolby introduces surround sound for home use. And the TV soap opera The Doctors concludes after a 19-year run.
Hey, how about spreading the word to your friends about Artie's Time Warp?
Tell them Charlie sent you.
Tell them you're enjoying the latest from Don Henley, his new single from his LP, I Can't Stand Still.
December 1982.
Have to look good, I don't have to be clear. Come and
all the hits. Artie's Time Warp for the love of music.
Tonight, what heights we'll hit. On with the show, this is it.
You got to hold on to romance, don't let it slide. There's a special kind of magic in the air when you find another heart that needs to share.
Actor Marty Feldman from Young Frankenstein dies from a heart attack at age 48. Watergate Special Prosecutor Leon Jaworski dies at 77. Dragnet's Jack Webb succumbs to a heart attack at 62. Country singer and racing driver Marty Robbins dies from complications following cardiac surgery at 57. And Will Lee, who played Mr. Hooper on Sesame Street, dies from a heart attack at 74.
Wondering what song you're hearing? Check out our weekly music playlist at artiestimewarp.com.
I'm not afraid to
Our musical quote, "I would teach children music, physics, and philosophy, but most importantly, music, for the patterns in music and all the arts are the keys to learning." Greek philosopher Plato, circa 400 BC. Well, time for us to go boogity boogity, but not before I invite you to log on to artistimewarp.com to open the treasure chest and indulge your senses in all of our past editions. Credit where credit is due as I acknowledge the golden voices of Deb Reese, Harry Schuster, and Bruce Martin, who backed me up throughout the show. And while I'm at it, a tip of the hat to our writer and producer, Jim Ayers. Meanwhile, I'm your Pied Piper of Pop, Artemis Good. Thank you for being a part of December 1982. And until we reconvene in another month and year on this same frequency, I know you're going to do me proud as you stay warped.